Hello?
Hi, Kayla. Did your phone just full on bail on you there?
Yes, it did. It totally just hung up.
Well, my phone forgives your phone if yours forgives mine for earlier.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So before I lost you, I was explaining that part of my job is to make sure that we've got all of your information 100% right. We don't want anything going out wrong. So I'll actually go through and gather information, and I'm double checking in our system, making sure everything is good and matches. And then we'll also do an onboarding call, and that's a call with your technician. I'll call you and I'll get your technician on the line. They're going to do a quality control run through of all of the information I'm gathering too. Just one more check. You never can be too sure. I hate typos. I try to catch everyone, but you know, yeah. I'm human.
That happens.
It does. And Kayla, what's a good email address for you?
Can you just put it under the business email address?
You bet.
It's newlevel.screening@gmail.com.
I love it. Made it nice and simple, and it pertains.
Yep.
I see so many that just don't have anything to do. I know. You'd think somebody that's running a business would want it easier to give to their clients and vendors.
You would think.
But I don't know.
Crazy.
All right. See. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails, and we'll just first make sure I didn't have any typos and they make it through. And so the first one is just information about our reporting dashboard and analytics. You'll actually have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us, everything you need so you can kind of see what's going on, where your dollars are coming from. And
cool.
Then that way, you can also tell us if, you know, you need to add keywords or focus in on a certain area more because you're getting a lot of good business there. And we get that adjusted. And did that first one make it through?
Let's check.
Hopefully it didn't go into your junk.
I have it right here, reporting dashboard and analysis.
Perfect. That's the one. Thank you. All right. And then I'm just adjusting this other one with your credits in there. So what I'm going to send you next, as soon as I get done doctoring it here, with your credits is the exact price and package that you're getting so that you've got that in writing. All right, we've got that all adjusted. That looks good. If you see any discrepancies in there, definitely let me know.
Okay.
And then for phone number, I've got 352-556-4231. Is that also
that
the business number?
Yes, that is the actual landline for the business.
Awesome. Oh, so you can't get text at that message or at that?
Not at that one. The one that I do have listed on Google is a cell phone. I can get messages off of that one.
Okay. Could I get that one so I could send you a couple of text messages?
That number is 352-549-0051.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Get that updated. All right, that looks good. I'm doing another scan through. And then for company name, New Level Screening, Inc., correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And now I'm just taking this off the Angie's. Are you at 13246 Star Road?
That is correct. We do work out of our home, so we prefer, you know, no traffic or anything like that here.
Absolutely. So now I would assume, let me look at your Google business profile. Okay, good. You did omit it. A lot of people don't know that you can omit your street address on Google, on the profile, and I'm glad you did. I was going to request that it be removed if it was on there, you got a young family. People don't need to know exactly where you live.
Right. If we had a business out, on the main street, that would be different, but not at my home.
Right. Right, exactly. And, I couldn't tell you the last time I set up a client who didn't work from their home. It's just kind of the way things are now. And it's okay.
Yeah,
nobody minds.
No.
And then your zip is 34613. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right, perfect. And I'm going to pop over to another screen here and send you a couple of text messages. So I'm the lead on your account. If you ever have questions or problems, need help with anything, you can always call me. So I'm going to text you my direct extension and phone number so that you can put me in your phone. And that one's on the way. And then the next one is our customer service line, and that's actually where you'll reach your technician.
Okay, I did get yours.
Awesome.
And then I got the customer service department.
Super, super, super. All right, and then services. So we're going to say screening, and then screen repair. And then I'm going to rely on you to tell me what other services you guys would like to list.
We do gutter cleaning. We can do home windows, screen home windows.
Okay. Perfect.
We can do the garage door unit, sliding garage door. I don't know how really.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. Okay. What about screen repair? Oh, we already got that.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you do screen cleaning? Like, do you pressure wash them?
Not really, no ma'am.
Okay, no worries. All right, any other services that you'd like to offer? Or list,
I think that is it for right now until we do get that contractor's license.
All right, perfect. And yes, as soon as that's on its way, let us know. We'll want to get that up there for you.
Perfect.
Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding call. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I'm actually gathering everything that your tech is going to need. So you don't even have to be in front of a computer if it's not convenient at the time. So
perfect.
I like
it. You got to go get my kids from school here in about 15 minutes.
Oh, no worries. No worries. So, I mean, look, today is pretty well full. I've got one opening, and it's at 5 o'clock your time, or we can look at tomorrow.
The 5 p.m. should work. That's perfectly fine.
All right. Let me grab that one. I heard chickens.
Yes, we do. We do, yeah.
I so miss having chickens. We used to have them, and where we live now, we're in an HOA, and we're not allowed, which is a bummer. I love my, really? I lost her again.